Frank Zappa.
Joni Mitchell.
Neil Diamond.
Somewhere in the greater Los Angeles area.
The Mamas and the Papas.
The Buffalo Springfield.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-hour fitness.
The guard.
Couldn't be hot.
From the birds.
There are two men on the third floor of an nondescript apartment building with a very old mixing board. On the balcony.
I should have included the word dusty in there as well, because it does accumulate a fair amount of dust.
Well, that's just because you're a bad housekeeper.
Yes, I'm a bad housekeeper. I'm lazy at that stuff. So it's an old mixing board, but it's also dusty as well.
And
but it gives it that flavor. I'm a bad housekeeper. So that's also all right. So that's fine with that's fine by me. Hi, my name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. You're the audience.
Yes, thank you
for joining us once again.
Thank you. It's great to have you along one more time.
Oh, man. We got a humdinger of a show for
you
tonight.
Oh, my God. This is going to be a rocking show, man.
Yeah.
Oh, we're in the 101 series, by the way. It's lesson 142, and we are going right to this Hall of Fame, man. One of the first people that was inducted in the Hall of Fame.
A cornerstone
of the Hall of Fame, a rock and roll legend. He wrote all the great music, Buddy Holly.
That's right.
We're going to finally do a show on Buddy Holly.
Finally. Yeah, so when you think about the rock and roll, it really goes down, it comes up to about really two guys. Well, no, three. It comes down to three guys. One is Carl Perkins.
Yes.
One is Chuck Berry.
Yes.
And the third is Buddy.
About Elvis Presley.
Elvis covered all those guys. Elvis didn't write his own material.
This is true.
These guys, singer-songwriter.
Wrote all their stuff. All right.
Did covers. Like, Buddy did covers. He covered the other two guys. He does Blue Suede Shoes, and he does a couple of Chuck Berry songs.
Right.
But for the most part, these guys are auteurs, which at a time where that just doesn't happen.
Uh-huh.
And what are they in? What are they auteur? It's something called rock and roll.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
They wrote all the songs that everybody recorded
between
for the next 50
those
years.
Three guys. That's probably 100 to 120 of the foundational rock songs.
That's a fair estimate.
And they come out between 55 to 58 or so.
55 to 59
at the latest. Yeah. Cause Carl does a lot of writing later on. The other two guys have all their hits pretty early.
Yeah.
But yeah, like that's crazy, right?
It's amazing to think about when you put it in terms like that, when you find out exactly how many great songs all those guys wrote and then you go, I know that song. I know that song.
It's and then like, when you double it down with Buddy dying early.
Yes.
And he dies at 22, 23, something like that.
Yes, something like that.
It's criminally young. And it just went, and then I listened to his box set putting the show together, and it's like everything he ever recorded, and it's like, you know, I guess with the like 80 songs or so, but like
from
like 17 to 22 he wrote all these great songs. And it's just insane. It's just the output, and not only just the output, because I listened to them all the way through, like back to back to back. His batting average is insane. Like he doesn't write a clunker. Like Buddy Holly is not like when you think of other very prolific writers, they're gonna have some clunkers in there, and Buddy just doesn't.
Very economic in his writing, and
seriously,
I think he thought about that in terms of studio use as well. He didn't want to spend a lot of time.
Oh, yeah. You can tell he had it down to like math. It was just each song is a math problem. Like
pretty much. Yeah.
This goes here. How am I going to get this goes there. In 2 minutes? How do I get there? Huh? What's verse, chorus, riff, done.
There you go. Take it home.
And it works every time. And his voice is great. And it works when they do rock songs and they do ballads and just... And later on, when he gets popular, he does a lot of work with strings, string accompaniments, and it all works. Like, everything he does is great.
Yeah.
And it's just...
I'm just sitting here shaking my head when you're thinking about how amazing that all is.
Yeah. And I just get mad at him dying so early.
Yeah, right.
Because it's just like... Damn it. This guy would have probably written another 400 or 500 fucking songs. Like,
and I think he would have been 84 or so this year.
He'd still be, if he were still alive, he'd be not like decrepitly old. I mean, he would be like an elder statesman kind of. Like, he'd probably still be on the road every once in a while. Like, Jerry Lee Lewis still goes out there and plays.
That's very possible.
And, like,
when you look at it that way, it's like,
get out there and see him, man, if you can.
Yeah.
But, exactly. Like, that's just nuts, man. Like, the guy died so long ago and was so young and is just such a big ripoff cosmically. It just sucks.
No.
So,
it's the way of the world, man. Yes.
So you've come here to celebrate Buddy, who, like we said, with Chuck Berry and Carl Perkins, are basically your foundations of rock and roll. Like, yeah. It all starts with those three guys.
Yes.
Everything else is all branching out in different ways from there.
Yes, and that's very true.
So when you listen to Buddy, that's why it sounds primal in a way. Like, that's the other thing that's great about it. Like,
it's raw and primal.
It's so raw and original, mm-hmm. and you know that nothing sounded like him before this, and it's you hear it and it's still like, oof, still sounds new in a lot of ways. So
yes.
I hope you dig this. This is our testament to Buddy, and we're gonna start with one of his really early singles. This is called Baby Let's Play House. I want to have some of you. Well, now you may go to college. You may go to school. You may have a pink Cadillac, but don't you be nobody's fool. Now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, home to have with you. Well, now this is one thing, baby, that I want you to know. Oh, well, come on back to me, a little girl. We can let the luck we did before. Now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, home with the eyes of you. Last kid. Me a little girl, so we can play some house. Now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, home to house with you. Go around again, boy. Dead little girl and to be with another man. Now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, how to have with you. Well, baby, 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 come back, baby, I want to have with you.
Be no, stand up. Come on, baby, let's go. Baby, won't you come tonight? Oh, go, go, baby, go, go, baby. Go, baby, 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 baby, won't you come out tonight?
Made me blue like a talent scout. You want some love that's new. Don't come back knocking. And my heart's closed door. I won't be home. Don't call and knock no more. Well, when you went away and left me all alone, while you played around, I waited at home. Don't come back knocking. And my heart's closed door. Or I won't be home. Don't call and knock no more. You had all my heart, was your very own. Satisfied, now I'll go home alone. Don't come back knocking. And my heart's closed door. Or I won't be home. Don't call and knock no more. Oh, let's really knock it this time, boys. Heart so empty and cold, to never know true love, a treasure to hold. Don't come back knocking, and my heart's closed door. Oh, I won't be home, don't call and knock no more.
Thank you. blues tonight. Rock is everything, gonna be alright. Cause tonight, we're gonna rock to the rhythm and the blues. Well, I got a little gal called Olivee. Olivee come from Memphis, Memphis, Tennessee. And tonight, we're gonna rock around with Olivee. Olivee, Olivee says she gonna do me right tonight. I'm gonna wear my blue suede shoes tonight. And tonight, we're gonna rock around with Olivee. Olivee, well, rock it to the rhythm and the blues tonight. Rock is everything, gonna be alright. And tonight, we're gonna rock to the rhythm and the blues. Gonna be alright in the night. We're gonna rock to the rhythm and the blues. I'm gonna shout, laugh, holler, and I giggle tonight. I'm gonna shake it just a little in the middle of the night. Cause tonight, we're gonna rock around with Olivee. Olivee. Well, hey, Mr. Cop, look out tonight. If you try to put a stop to me tonight. Cause tonight, we're gonna rock around with Olivee. Olivee. Well, rock to the rhythm and the blues tonight. Rock is everything, gonna be alright in the night. We're gonna rock to the rhythm and the blues.
Oh yeah. Rock around with Olivee. There you go.
Olivee.
Olivee.
Come on.
And it's Olivee if you want to do that too.
Sure.
My goodness.
Roll it up and smoke it, whatever what you want it is.
Straight ahead rock and roll.
That's some good stuff, right?
Man, it's just it doesn't get any better than that.
He just doesn't mess around.
He just cuts down on that studio time. Let's get it done one take, guys.
One, two, three, let's go.
Boom. And they did it. The Crickets were a great band, man.
They really were.
Those guys were just amazing.
All right, so what did we play in that set, Scott? Why don't you read it off, man?
We played Baby Let's Play House. We played Moonlight Baby. We played Don't Come Back Knockin'. We played Girl on My Mind. And we played Rock Around with Olivee. There you go.
There it is. That's five songs.
Five songs to wrap it up in that one first set.
So we were talking before the show started about the movie, the Buddy Holly story.
Yes.
I have not seen it since I was a teenager.
It's a good movie.
When was the last time you saw that movie?
It has been quite a while. It's been about 20 years
since. Did you see that in the theaters?
No, I saw it on television.
Yeah, I saw it on TV a bunch too, and I remember renting it too for some reason.
I saw it there, and I also saw it on the Z Channel a whole lot of years ago. Yeah.
Gary's great in that movie.
It's one of his best movies.
No, it is his best movie.
Yeah, probably that's true. It's
only Oscar nomination.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a really great movie, and like I think we got to revisit that one. I haven't seen it in so long. I wonder if it holds up.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it was done at a time when bio movies weren't like
any,
all the rage.
I don't remember anyone else in the movie but him. Do you? I don't remember any of the supporting cast.
No, I really
whatsoever.
Don't. No, I don't.
Wow. I just remember him being great in it, and I think he sings. Does he do it? He sings the songs, right?
Yes, I think he does.
Damn it, Gary! What happened? Lunatic.
Oh well. So he did a whole too much partying with Jan Michael Vincent and and all those guys.
Who didn't?
Yeah.
So you ready to move on to the next set of music?
Let's bop bop boop da, bop bop bop.
What is this?
We are getting on to the midnight shift. Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, if you see old Annie, better give her a lift, cause Annie's been a-working on a midnight shift. If Annie puts her hair up on her head,
paints him lips a bright, bright red. Wears that dress that fits real tight. Starts staying out till the middle of the night. Says that a friend give her a lift. Well, Annie's been working on a midnight shift. If she acts a little funny, seems a little strange. Starts spending your money for brand new things. Tells you that she wants to use the car. Never explains what she wants it for. Brother, that this ain't no ifs, 'cause Annie's been a working on a midnight shift. Well, early in the morning when the sun comes up, you look at old Annie and she looks kinda rough. You tell her, honey, get out of that bed. She says, leave me alone, I'm just about dead. Brother, that just ain't no ifs, 'cause Annie's been a-working on a midnight shift. Got a good mama that's staying at home. You better enjoy it, 'cause it won't last long. When you think everything's all right, she starts slipping round in the middle of the night. Brother, that just ain't no ifs, 'cause Annie's been a-working on a midnight shift.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Dick Drake.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin. Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
You're listening to The Balcony.
Oh, man, you're using radio voice? I didn't use radio voice.
You're on The Balcony.
This is Balcony Radio.
baby, baby, I'll have you for me. Sad, and you are the one that makes me glad. When someday you want me, I'll be there, wait and see. Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me.
Certainly will.
Like Scott and I are just sitting here, just having a chat, listening to the music, and the songs are so good and so pleasant and so short, and then going one through the other, we almost missed a cue. It's like, oh, hey, we're back on the air. Hey, shut up.
Caught it just in time. You said, oh, we're back on the air.
We're back.
No. Yeah,
it was literally 8 seconds ago that happened.
Okay.
These songs are so good.
That was a good choice on that particular version of Maybe Baby. That early version was better than all that later overdub stuff.
Yeah. That one you could tell was done in like a shack somewhere.
Yeah, or a garage. He recorded in his garage.
It was a garage, right?
Yes, exactly.
Was it a garage or a shack? I don't recall.
Yes, it was in his garage.
It was a garage.
And had that kind of really nice boxy sound to
it. Yes, and I believe they recorded in New Mexico is what they did.
Is that right?
Yes. Because he's from Lubbock.
Lubbock, yes.
But he did all his recording at the studio is in, I forgot where, but it's in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't remember. I'd have to look it up. Mm-hmm. I'd look that up. I wonder if that's probably a place to go to.
Well, you look that up, and I'll tell people what they had in the last set. We started with a rather racy song called Midnight Shift. we have to figure out what the lyrics were about that one. Yeah, you have to check that one out. And then speaking of even more racy lyrics, we heard Modern Don Juan. Boy, my goodness. Buddy Holly was a crazy sex fiend, wasn't he here? So anyway.
Clovis. They recorded in Clovis.
Clovis. Okay, there we go.
So yes,
nice which little is, small town of Clovis, New Mexico. That's in western New Mexico.
It's eastern New Mexico.
Eastern, yeah. Okay.
It's really pretty out there.
Pardon my illiterate geography.
Yeah,
Brown Eyed Handsome Man was a song we heard after that, a Chuck Berry favorite, and one of your favorite Chuck Berry songs.
That is my favorite.
That is your favorite Chuck Berry song.
Here, check it out. It's that red place.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
All right, southeastern.
From where Buddy is, it's probably like 2 hours.
Okay.
Because Lubbock is West Texas, but it's kind of in the middle of nowhere.
That's a hell of a drive from West Texas.
From there, that's probably them in a truck, in a pickup truck. 200 miles? Yeah, probably 200 miles, mm-hmm. maybe. That's them in a pickup truck with all the gear in the back.
Okay. That'll Be the Day was also in there, and we finished up there with Maybe Baby.
Maybe Baby.
So, yeah.
Was that,
some local
did Linda Ronstadt do that one too?
Maybe Absolutely.
Baby? Okay.
And Maybe Baby, you know, I really don't know. I couldn't be pretty sure. I know she did That'll Be the Day.
You know, yeah.
And
she did a few of his songs in the 70s.
Several of them, yes.
Mm-hmm. I want to say that she did Maybe Baby, too. But yeah. That's something to check out is a few people have covered Buddy's songs. And no one has really had a hit with one of his songs, I guess. But people have had some radio play with him. Like Linda Ronstadt did a few covers of his, like we just said.
Yes.
And she does them really well. She always interprets songs well.
She does everything really well.
Yeah.
Yes, and Buddy Holly is.
But her version of That'll Be the Day is super great.
Yes, that was one that I always turned up on the radio because she belted it right out.
Yeah, I remember seeing her do it on SNL in reruns.
Oh, yes.
When she was in the 70s.
All right.
She was so gorgeous, and she's doing that song. It's awesome.
It's great voice, man.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So we're going to move on and play some more Buddy.
More on Buddy.
Looking at this one, can we flip these two?
Oh, you want to change this one?
Yeah, I think the first one that first one is a little too sugary to start with.
All right.
Yeah, let's start with that song.
All right, there we go. This is called Valley of Tears.
Check it out.
I want you to take me where I belong. Where hearts have been broken with a kiss and a song.
spend the rest of my days, dear, without any care. Everyone understands me in the valley of tears.
Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Dick Drake.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
This is The Balcony.
Listen to me and hold me tight, and you will see our love so right. Hold me, darling, listen closely to me. Your eyes will see what love can do. Reveal to me your love so true. Listen to me, listen closely to me. I've told the stars you're my only love. I want to love you tenderly. Those same bright stars in heaven above know now how sweet.
listen to me, hear what I say. Our hearts can be nearer each day. Hold me, darling, listen closely to me. Listen to me. Listen, listen, listen to me. I say our hearts can be nearer each day. Hold me, darling, listen closely to me.
Kiss me, yes, you're gonna say you'll love me, 'cause I'm gonna love you too. I don't care what you told me, you're gonna say you'll hold me, yes, you're gonna say you'll love me, 'cause I'm gonna love you too. After all, another fella took you, but I still can't overlook you. I'm gonna do my best to hook you. After all he said and done, you're gonna say you've missed me. You're gonna say you'll kiss me, yes, you're gonna say you'll love me, 'cause I'm gonna love you too. Love me, 'cause I'm gonna love you too. You're gonna tell me sweet things. You're gonna make my heart sing. As you're gonna hear those bells ring, 'cause I'm gonna love you too. After all, another fella took you, but I still can't overlook you. I'm gonna do my best to hook you. After all is said and done, you're gonna say you miss me. You're gonna say you'll kiss me, yes, you're gonna say you'll love me, 'cause I'm gonna love you too. I'm gonna love you too. I'm gonna love you too.
It's too late, she's gone. It's too late, my baby's gone. Wish I had told her she was my only one, but it's too late, she's gone. It's a weak man that cries, so I guess I'd best dry my eyes. Guess I will miss her more than anyone, but it's too late, she's gone.
She's gone.
She's gone.
She's gone.
me. It hurt me so. I need your loving. Please don't make me weep and tell me it's not too late.
Very nice.
Good song.
Very sweet. Very sweet. I think Ray Charles did that song.
I was wondering, like, who did that? Because I know that there's a cover I'm familiar with. Is it Ray?
I believe it might be Ray Charles.
Is
it
a modern country song?
Yes. That sounds like it has the Ray tingings.
I can hear him doing that.
Yeah. Sounds like Buddy Holly invented about three different genres of music in that one track.
I know.
Amazing.
He also invented the modern prom song.
He really did. The modern, the only slow dance of the night.
it really was, right? I just wanted to put a corsage on you, man. It was just... Let's go spike the punch.
No.
I'm going to stand you up now.
Oh, my God. What a night at the prom.
All right. Why didn't I read it off this time?
Go right ahead.
Because you need to do the plugs after this.
Yes.
We started with Buddy doing some covers, which he does very well. And this one is him doing a Fats Domino song called Valley of Tears to start that one out. You can tell with that New Orleans kind of marching beat it had to it.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
And then one of Buddy's big singles, Every Day, was next, which is one of the big influences on Paul McCartney. He had cited that. I think that's Paul's favorite song. He had said something. I think I've read that before. He had said that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Paul loves Buddy. He owns the rights to the Buddy Holly catalog. So Paul currently owns Buddy.
That a fact?
Yeah.
I did not know.
When they got into music publishing in the 80s, when Paul tried to buy the Beatles, like, he wasn't able to, but I remember reading that he did buy the Buddy Holly catalog.
Oh, I didn't know that he still owned it.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
So, and I think he owns the Beatles. Do they own the catalog now? I think they do. The Beatles?
I don't know. I don't know who owns what.
I think they got it back after Michael Jackson died.
Well, I certainly hope somebody's got it.
I don't know.
It's in good hands.
Anyway, and then we played Listen to Me, which is a good one. And then I'm a couple of barn burners at the end. I'm Gonna Love You Too, which is a great country tune. And It's Too Late, which was just straight up gorgeous song.
Pretty, very pretty.
And here is Scott with his ungorgeous voice to do the plugs.
Ta-da-da. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you one or two things. If you step right up here and settle down here, right along the fireside here, I'll tell you a couple of things. First off, I'd like to give you the information about our website, which is balconyradio.com. And after that, I'd like to tell you about our Gmail address, which is balconyradio@gmail.com. All of that is very relevant because there's things that you can do. You can go to the email address and send us stuff, or you can go to the website and listen to stuff. So either one of those is certainly a very happy activity. So balconyradio@gmail.com, email, and then you can go to the website, balconyradio.com, stream. We have music streaming there 24/7, Monday through Saturday. We play just about everything we have in our 60,000 or so track collection. And then on Sunday, we narrow things down to jazz. So we have everything going there in our stream there at balconyradio.com. And you can check out all of our old shows. And you can also see the redesigned balconyradio.com, courtesy of Murray Finns. Thank you very much, Murray, for bringing it all back to life after a very, very short death. But it was very easy to resuscitate. Thank you, Murray. You are a magic genius.
Murray.
So, balconyradio.com, and it's all in new glory. You can check that out right there. You can also check us out in the internets, in the social networking area. You can check us out first off at Instagram. check us out on Instagram. We are at Balcony Radio. We post a lot of really fun stuff there. We post pictures of our album of the day. We post really cool memes there and just really have fun. Instagram is a really fun place. So you can check us out there, or you can check us out on Facebook, which is facebook.com/BalconyRadioFM. Just put in Balcony Radio and there we are. We pop right up. Boom. Pop. There we are. And so check us out. We post all of our new shows there about on Facebook. And we post articles and so forth. So you can also subscribe to the RSS feed, which is on BalconyRadio.com to get this show and all kinds of other shows and listen to all of our past episodes, which are sitting there nicely for your perusal. And your...
You told them not to follow us on Twitter, right?
I think I did not.
Okay, good.
Oh, no, yeah. I did not. So, good. Fine.
Do not follow us on Twitter. We're at Balcony Radio.
We don't do anything there.
Yeah, don't bother.
It's really, really boring. So there you go. There's some quick plugs for you. Everything's happening, and all is well in the world.
So, quick question before we get started.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Buddy Holly song? Have we played it yet?
I think we have played it. That'll be the day. I think is my.
Is that
favorite.
Your favorite one?
Yes, it is.
That's a good one
because that really pops.
It's a really when that one comes on, that's a turn it up song.
Yeah, exactly. So that'll be the one that'll get me out of bed and get my day going.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Good what choice. About you?
The next song we're gonna play.
Is that a fact?
That's right.
Well, all right.
Well, all right, so I'm being foolish. Well, all right, let people know about the dreams and wishes you wish in the night when lights are low. Well, all right, well, all right. Live and love with all our might. Well, all right. Well, all right. Our lifetime love will be all right. Well, all right. So I'm going steady. It's all right when people say that those foolish kids can't be ready for the love that comes their way. Well, all right, well, all right. We will live and love with all our might. Well, all right, our lifetime love will be all right. Well, all right, we'll live and love with all our might. Well, all right, our lifetime love will be all right. Hell, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rain on it,
heaven when you took me in your arms. I was dazzled by your kisses, blinded by your charms. I was lost in a fool's paradise, good and lost in a fool's paradise. When you told me that you loved me, I gave my heart to you, and I wondered if there could be any truth in love so new. I was lost in a fool's paradise, good and lost in a fool's paradise. The whole world was my kingdom, and your love the gem in my crown. Then I saw you glance at a new romance, and my love came tumbling down. Oh, you treat me kinda coolish, and they never let me know that you think I'm being foolish, because I love you so. I'll still get lost in a fool's paradise, lost with you in a fool's paradise. That you think I'm being foolish, because I love you so. I'll still get lost in a fool's paradise, lost with you in a fool's paradise, lost with you in a fool's paradise.
There are several fine young men who I'm sure are going to go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Prunes.
Dusty Springfield.
Tim Buckley.
Gordon Lightfoot.
The Moby Grapes.
Richard Thompson.
I am using radio voice. This is Balcony Radio.
Take your time. Time, take your time, though it's late. Heartstrings will sing like a string of twine if you take your time. Take your time and take mine too. I have time to spend. Take your time, go with me through. Time's till all time's in. Take your time, I can wait, for all the love I know will be mine if you take your time. Have time to spend. Take your time, go with me through. Time's till all time's end. Take your time, I can't wait, for all the love I know will be mine if you take your time. Take your time.
Are you sure that I'm not the one? Is your love real or only fun?
just think it over. A lonely heart grows cold and old. Think it over and let me know. Think it over, but don't be slow. Just remember all birds and bees go by twos through life's mysteries. You think it over, just think it over. A lonely heart grows cold and old. Cold and old.
Think it over and over and over. Yes, indeed. My goodness. Those crickets just harmonizing right behind him, man. What a great band they were. Absolutely amazing.
Seriously. They're like the best garage band ever, right?
Probably.
It's them, then the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, there you go. Something like that. And then Iggy and the Stooges.
Iggy and the Stooges. Yeah, you're right. I was going to say like question mark and the Mysterians maybe are the third best garage band. But yeah, you're right. It's Iggy and the Stooges. And then everything else pales in comparison.
Yeah, those guys set the trend. They you know, they kind of set the cornerstone, as it were.
Yeah, they really ruined the cornerstone.
They kind of smashed it to pieces.
It up and peed on it and kicked it around.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I guess all cornerstones must be
made out with some girl on top of it.
I wonder if there was like one of those time capsules inside. Oh, well.
Who cares, man?
It's gone.
It's a new time, man.
Yeah. That's right. Buddy Holly did your favorite song, Well, All Right.
It's a good tune.
It's a great tune. Did you want to say something about it?
Nah, go ahead. I was going to read it off, but you can go step in right ahead. You're sounding much stronger tonight than usual.
Thank you. My voice is feeling stronger. I've had a little quenching of the liquid over here to my left.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. Rave On was right after that. Rave On.
Rave On.
That's something that'll get your feet going.
That's a great song.
Yes. And then a really sweet song. Actually, Fool's Paradise. It was kind of, if it sounded a little sparse, it was because it was only the guitar and drums on that one. That was just the undubbed master of that.
That's right.
And
we snuck a demo in there.
A demo. My goodness. That is actually, all these songs are coming from a record called Not Fade Away. It's a box set.
Basically, there's a box set that came out a couple years ago of everything that Buddy did.
Mm-hmm.
And like there's some false starts and multiple takes of some songs. But it's basically every song that he recorded. And it's on 6 discs. Or the equivalent of 6 discs if you're on the internet.
If you're doing vinyl.
If you're doing invisible cloud music.
Invisible cloud music. There you go.
Send six invisible cloud discs on Spotify or Apple Music.
That's right.
But it's just tremendous because it's basically everything. And he passed away so early, you couldn't do that with an artist like him. Like, if he had lived on, like, you'd be getting, like, a suitcase full of music if he kept living on. But he recorded a lot.
That's for sure.
And wrote a lot. Like, the guy passed away at 22, and he did this much music. It's nuts.
Yeah. And we're doing it all. So that was that. And then we heard Take Your Time right after that, a really nice one. Take Your Time. And then Think It Over, finish things up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on. Great old Buddy Holly. Mm-hmm. Well... I do miss him, though. He should be here.
The real bummer is that there are no live recordings I could really come through with.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
I really tried to find it. And what sucks is when you type Buddy Holly live, it just seems like a cruel joke.
It goes har har har.
Yeah, no, it just he didn't really tour. I mean, he did tour. He toured a lot through the Midwest. Well, that's how he died. Obviously, he toured a lot, but he didn't really do. He never did TV. I don't think. I can't. I don't recall him doing a TV appearance. And I don't know.
His live recordings weren't recorded.
I don't know. Let me see.
I have to check that out.
I mean, like...
There might be some bootleg recordings or whatever.
They're not playing... They're playing in, like auditoriums and VFW halls and things like that. So, I mean, what recording you're going to get is not going to sound good.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So, I just... It's
and
a real...
no handheld cell phone is going to get a bootleg.
That's the bummer. Because we would have played a bunch of it.
Yeah, really. And who knows what those recordings would sound like, you know. If there are any live Buddy Holly recordings, man, that would be truly a find right there. If there was ever a Holy Grail, that would be certainly one of them. So anyway, we are going to move along with some more music here. We're going to do... did you find anything?
Oh, I did, actually.
Let's see. My goodness.
What TV show was this? Was he on Ed Sullivan? Looks like he was on Ed Sullivan.
Oh, okay. There you go.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. My goodness.
Oh, I should have done some research, sirs.
My goodness.
Let's click on this. Wait.
Okay.
Let's turn it down so it doesn't... What? Yeah, there's him with Ed. Yeah, look.
Oh, look at that. There he is, shaking hands with Ed Sullivan. Look at that, man. Wow.
Here's a nice young man.
Right here is Buddy Holly here.
He does Peggy Sue. And oh boy, and that'll be the day.
Wow. Far out.
Because remember on Ed's show, they would do multiple songs. Like, everyone remembers the Beatles coming out and doing whatever. But they did like 3, 4, 5 songs that night. They did like a mini set. They kept coming back. They would appear sporadically through the show.
Oh, okay. And so, the songs were a minute and a half or 2 minutes.
Well, the Beatles are doing 2-minute songs too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, that show is so weird.
What, Ed Sullivan?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like the weirdest show that ever was popular on television.
That's strange. The diversity of the acts is certainly...
It's basically like a show that you see on like Japanese TV almost.
Yeah, right. Yes, with the very odd... But, it's like the Gong Show.
But hosted by like your great uncle. It's so weird. It's just the weirdest show.
Yeah, very
unusual.
And
he wore a suit. He was the uncoolest person who ever lived. And
oh, yeah. Well,
he didn't know who the hell was, he was coming. You know, come on. And he had no idea who, like, 4/5 of those people on his show were.
Well, he brought them all in.
So. Here's the Doors.
Yeah, really. They're going to do something. Well, he knew enough to give them warnings and stuff like that about changing lyrics.
Yeah, that's right.
So anyway, let's keep move right along with more Buddy Holly and his crickets.
Here's a big single for you. This is a good song.
This is called It's So Easy.
It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. People tell me love's for fools, so here I go breaking all of the rules. It seems so easy,
seems so easy, seems so easy.
Oh, so doggone easy,
doggone easy, doggone easy.
It seems so easy,
seems so easy, seems so easy, seems so easy.
Where you're concerned, my heart has burned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. Set apart for me, it seems so easy.
Seems so easy, seems so easy.
Oh, so doggone easy.
Doggone easy, doggone easy.
Mm-hmm. It seems so easy.
Seems so easy, seems so easy, seems so easy.
Where you're concerned, my heart has burned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love.
Doggone easy, doggone easy, doggone easy.
It seems so easy,
seems so easy, seems so easy, seems so easy.
Well, where you're concerned, my heart has burned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love.
Hi, 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 shoot. should. So now I'm changing all those changes that I made when I left you. But now you're gone, I've found that wrong, and there's nothing I can do except to change up all those changes that I made before I left you.
September, how you held me tight each and every night. Well, whoops-a-daisy, how you drove me crazy, but I guess it doesn't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. Baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. There's no
no use in me a crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new, baby. We'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. You won't matter anymore. Hearts that are broken and love that's untrue, these go with learning the game. When you love her and she doesn't love you, you're only learning the game. When she says that you're the only one she'll ever love, then you find that you are not the one she's thinking of. Feeling so sad and you're all alone and blue, that's when you're learning the game. When she says that you're the only one she'll ever love, then you find that you are not the one she's thinking of. Feeling so sad and you're all alone and blue, that's when you're learning the game. That's when you're learning the game.
Yes, very nice indeed, learning the game. And sort of in a stripped down, undubbed version there of him solo acoustic there. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice. Almost a demo feel to that.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
But it's so good.
Very sweet song, you know.
Yeah.
Buddy's soloing in his probably in his living room.
I believe it's in his living room because, as I learned from the Buddy Holly story,
oh?
He did a lot of recording on the reel to reel in the apartment in New York where he moved to when he made it big.
Okay.
And because he was super bored because he was like a country kid and he wasn't really a city person, so he would just stay up in his, like, remember in the movie they had like a apartment in a tower,
that's right,
in like a high rise apartment, and he'd just stay there and he'd just play guitar and write songs all day, and he just wouldn't go anywhere.
That's right.
He just sit on his couch and look out at the city and just play and just write songs all day and record them on his reel to reel. And so, like, that's pretty much what that is, what we just heard.
Yeah. And, like, that's all right.
Not bad.
That's very cool. You know, you can get very creative when you're
so good
by yourself like that.
Mm-hmm.
Very very nice. Yeah. What was in that last set there, Murphy? Let me
consult
the database.
Consult the page here.
Yes, okay.
We started with one of Buddy's big singles, It's So Easy, which was later covered also with a big single for Linda Ronstadt 20 years later.
Yes.
And then we played a couple of my favorite Buddy songs back to back. Changing All Those Changes. That's such a good song. And Now We're One, which is a beautiful song about getting married.
Yes.
Actually, you don't really hear a lot of songs like that about like that happiness of like right the moment after.
That's right.
Such a good feeling.
A spur of the moment happiness.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
And then one is one of Buddy's great put down songs, which he also writes, and then he managed to makes them toe tappers. I don't know how he does that with the song. It doesn't matter anymore,
yes.
Which basically ends with you don't matter anymore, which is as punk as fuck.
That's nice. Good for him.
And then he's
good for him.
Finishing up there with his beautiful demo-ish version. What did the internet call it? Can you click on the? On the show.
Oh, it was.
What did it say?
It was the
undubbed version.
The undubbed version. Yes.
yeah. I don't think there's a studio version of that song.
So of
learning the game.
Learning the game.
I don't think there's a studio version.
Okay.
So anyway, that's the set.
So there you go.
Look at that.
All right.
That I love very Putty nice. Songs is so show. We're going to play 30 of them in an hour and a half.
We can't do anything, you know. We get play five songs in a set, you know. It's
like, so fast. I went to the bathroom and half the set was over.
That's right. And the pot of coffee is still half.
Yeah, I know. It's not even done. Sets. Yeah, I know.
This pot of coffee is still working out here.
So anyway, we got one last set of music for you.
Let me set this back here.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
So do you know this song?
Actually, no, I do not.
Oh, look at this.
My goodness.
So this is one that I remember actually hearing this on the radio on the oldies station when I was a young child.
Is that a fact?
Yes, back when oldies were songs that they played that were old.
Oh, my.
And not Fleetwood Mac and Michael Jackson.
That's old to
like
some people.
Like I usually hear on the oldie station now.
Yes.
I've heard Sublime on the oldie station that used to play Buddy Holly.
Don't tell me
these things.
And
it bugs me to no end.
Don't tell me these things.
I heard...
You're disillusioning me beyond compare, man.
Oh,
don't tell
how
me
do you think
things.
I feel?
Yeah.
That song came out when I was alive. And that shouldn't. That's not an oldie.
Sublime
I'm not old.
And Green Day are both on the oldie station.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, isn't that sick?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get back to some really good oldies here.
So this is a song by a buddy called Dearest. Check it out.
Dearest, though you're the nearest to my heart, don't ever, yeah, ever say we'll part. You scold, and you were so bold. Years together, yeah, our love will grow old. Yeah, our love will grow old. May be a million miles away. Please believe me, yeah, when you hear me say, I love you, come home. From these sleepless nights, try my love again, yeah, I'm gonna treat you right, yeah, I'm gonna treat you right.
Come out tonight, underneath the moon so bright. been. You'll come back, I just can't seem to get you off my mind. Crying, waiting, hoping you'll come back. You're the one I love, and I think about you all the time. Crying, my tears keep falling all night long, waiting. It feels so useless, I know it's wrong to keep a crying, waiting, hoping you'll come back. Maybe someday soon things will change and you'll be mine. Crying, my tears keep a falling all night long, waiting. It feels so useless, I know it's wrong to keep a crying, waiting, hoping you'll come back. Maybe someday soon things will change and you'll be mine. Crying, waiting, hoping.
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready now, go cat go, but don't you fear for my blues. You can do anything but lay off of my blues. Well, you can knock me down, give it my face, slander my name all over the place. Do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you fear for my blues. You can do anything but lay off of my blues. Well, you can burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from my old root jar. Do anything that you want to do. Honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue sweat. But they all for my go. Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready now, go cat go, but don't you step on my blues with you. You can do anything but they all for my blues. Well, it's blue, 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 so it's you. Blue, 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 so it's you. Yeah, blue, 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 so it's you, baby. Blue, 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 so it's you. You can do anything but lay off my mind. Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. Pull about my money, don't try to save it. My heart say go, go, have a time. Saturday night and I feel fine. I'm a happy, happy soul, gonna rock it up.
There you go, ripping it up and closing it down with Buddy Holly and the Crickets. My goodness, every song in that set was done by everybody in the world.
Yeah, all those songs were covered.
Everybody
a bunch of
by
times.
Somebody and did that. That was the entire history of rock and roll in that closing set.
Seriously,
my goodness.
Man.
That was just unbelievable.
All right, go on, read it off.
My goodness, we started out with Dearest, a really sweet, sweet song. How's the coffee? Is it okay?
It's not bad.
Good, good. We started out with Dearest, Moya. That was there. Yeah. There you go. And then Baby, Won't You Come Out Tonight was in there. And then Crying, Waiting, Hoping, da-da-da-da. Just name everybody that did that song. My goodness. And Blue Suede Shoes, who was done by everybody else. And everybody
like Elvis did that
one? I think so, somebody like that. And then Rip It Up, closed it out there. And didn't the Beatles did that song? I think so.
No, the Rolling Stones did Rip It Up.
Oh, the Rolling... No, I don't mm-hmm. think that's
yeah,
right.
They did it on one of their early records. It's like right. 12 by 5 or something. Or December's right. Children or something like that. They did Rip It Up.
Okay, there you go. And that closes out lesson 142 of the 101 series. Buddy Holly, the man, the legend, the Hall of Famer. My goodness, wasn't that just truly amazing? We just heard, we didn't hear enough Buddy Holly tonight. We got to start the show over again and play the rest of the play the rest that's in his.
You want to play the other 50 songs you recorded?
Yeah, the other 50 songs. So let us know what you think at balconyradio@gmail.com. And you can also follow us on the Facebook and the internets and things like that.
That's
Facebook
right.
And
the Instagram.
And the Instagram,
we're
too.
At Balcony Radio.
At Balcony Radio.
We're on Twitter at Balcony Radio. Do not follow us. Don't bother. And yeah.
There you
that's,
go.
That's it.
Taking it every way. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us and the great Buddy Holly tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very. This Buddy should have been handled a long time ago.
Oh, yes. This
lesson,
should have
what is this, 142?
142.
Ah, right. Man. He should have been handled 100 episodes ago. Like,
really?
Buddy is so instrumental to rock and roll and just so great. And it was just fun to listen to him all night long.
Well,
all day, too, because I spent all day listening to him, putting the show together. Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
I was at the office just listening to Buddy Holly all day.
You're completely intimate with Buddy Holly.
It was pretty great.
Wow. Right on, man. Buddy Holly was the man. No wonder he's in the Hall of Fame. He wrote everything. He did everything. He played everything. And
if there's no Buddy Holly, there's no Beatles.
It would have been amazing.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
There would have been no anybody.
You hear it on all those songs, right? You hear the Beatles, you hear John Paul and George on all those songs, especially George when Buddy does country music. Like,
right,
those are George Harrison songs too. It's the same. It's the same thing, pretty much.
Yeah,
it gives me the same feeling.
I'm
happy. And
John Lennon
it.
Was Buddy Holly.
No, totally. It's yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Paul tries.
Paul tries, but John was closer to Buddy Holly than George was. And Paul was not Buddy, but he's got his music, but that's another story. Anyway, we're going to get out of here. We're going to finish this thing up here. We're going to leave it with a song called I'm Looking for Someone to Love.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Thank you very much for listening. Bye.
Beat it.
Staying at home, waiting for you. Just won't get it cause you say with you. Well, I'm looking for someone to love. I'm looking for someone to love. Well, if you're not here, but baby, I don't care, cause I'm looking for someone to love. Playing the field all day long, since I found out I was wrong. Well, I'm looking for someone to love. I'm looking for someone to love. Well, if you're not here, but baby, I don't care, cause I'm looking for someone to love. Myself thinking of you, you can't love me and another one too. Well, I'm looking for someone to love. Yeah, I'm looking for someone to love. Well, if you're not here, but baby, I don't care, cause I'm looking for someone to love. Foot slip, there you are. Well, I'm looking for someone to love. I'm looking for someone to love.
Well, if you're not here, but baby, I don't care, cause I'm looking for someone to love. 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 I'm looking for someone to love.
Oh my God.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin. Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
Hello, my friends.
There are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Crew.
Thank you.
Ike and Tina Review.
Big Brother in the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are, the replacement.
It's the balcony.